I lift my hands off the bedspread and place them at her hips, squeezing gently to urge her on. Our gazes lock and our breathing sinks, and for the first time since I've known her, I feel off balance, suddenly uncertain whether I've made a terrible mistake letting her get this close. But before I can stop the whole thing from happening, she leans in, sliding her hands up my neck to bracket my jaw, just the way he did to her earlier. Then her lips press against mine, and I'm inexorably drawn under by the sweetness of her kiss. She moans a little against my mouth, and some deep, needy part of me responds. I slide my hands up her sides, then around her back and pull her tighter. Almost immediately, warm wetness soaks through my pajamas, and the acute awareness of her arousal, and the fact that she's probably been this way during our entire conversation, sends my own desire into the stratosphere. There's no controlling my cock now that she's pressed against it, and I swallow the sudden gasp she lets out when she feels my hardness pressing against her soaked flesh. She grinds against me and I moan again, head starting to spin from the rush of sensation.
Percy.
She whines.
I need you to touch me.
I would fucking worship you if you'd let me. I murmur, sliding my lips across her jaw and down her throat.